Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. This is Sarah from the left, and I'm on my own today here with Rebecca Wyhoff, co-creator of Local Elections 101, which is an online video tutorial that walks you through the essentials of running a local campaign. You're listening to Pantsuit Politics. No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance. Welcome, Rebecca. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Sarah.
As you probably know, we're doing a wrapping up right around now the Exit the Echo Chamber Challenge, and our very last step was to take action. So we thought this would be a perfect time for you to come on and talk to us about Local Elections 101.
Well, I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so excited that there are so many motivated people out there looking to take action in their own communities and try to make our world just a bit better and leave this place a little bit better than we found it.
Absolutely. So tell people what Local Elections 101 is.
It is a fun online tutorial where we sort of go through the basics of how to put together a successful local campaign in 60 minutes. It sort of takes you through the nuts and bolts of what that looks like. So much of running for office, as you, I'm sure, are well aware of at this point, can feel really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there should be some easier way. And we sort of wanted people not to have to keep reinventing the wheel.
Right.
And sit down and just, even if you're thinking about running, understand what that might take and what it entails.
Well, and that's what I love about it. I think it's such a good tool for people who are like, wait, should I run for local office? What does that mean? What is that going to mean for my life? What do I need to understand? What do I have to get together? And sort of walking through this gives people, 60 minutes is a small investment of time to sort of understand the basics of what that would entail.
Absolutely. And it can be a fun way to just get that started if you're thinking about, sit down with a person that you might consider having be your campaign advisor or your family members and, grab your favorite beverage and just sit down and just sort of let it, especially in these exploratory parts of a campaign, to think about, Is this the right fit for me, or which office, or how you want to go about to approach it?
So what do you think are the biggest questions people should ask if they're looking to get involved in local politics?
I would sort of start with understanding what's motivating you to run. And I think that, probably for most people who are listening now, I think you all have created such a space where people understand the importance of nuance and statesmanship, but sort of understanding that a lot of local office is really about starting with a servant's heart. In my mind, this isn't really, you know, this isn't covered in our class, but I think when you really think about it, you're not, the rewards that you get from it aren't what those people think about classic politicians, you know, who are out there for, I don't know, money or power or whatever. Local public office is really a servant's job, and your rewards are really about helping people in your community. And it is the most profoundly rewarding experience that you can do.
Absolutely.
But you have to start out, I think, with the right frame of mind.
Well, and I think even running has been profoundly a profoundly positive experience. I think even becoming invested in your community enough to run, and the meeting the people that you meet while you're running, is such an incredibly, it's just a gift. It's a total gift, and has been a blessing for me in my life. And so I hope that people understand, like, it's not even winning that it has to be the end, you know, that should be your end goal, obviously, but you gain even if you don't win, I guess is what I want to say.
And you're absolutely right. And I think we approached our campaigns very similarly with doing a lot of, you know, the door knocking and the boots on the ground, which I think people, you know, this is not about going up to people's houses and saying your platform points and talking at people. The power of it is in listening to people and being open-minded and really taking in the aspirations and the concerns and the ideas that people have. And it makes you able to govern well when you win.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background in local politics.
Sure. I am in my second term now on the Samford City Council in North Carolina, which is a small city, about 30,000 people, right in the heart of North Carolina. And, you know, I came to it really wanting to be a part of making my community better. I think it's easy to sit on the sidelines and complain about the things that you don't like. And I think there's a big step where you suddenly decide, hey, I'm going to take that step and actually be part of making it better. And I couldn't be more proud of the work that our community has done and how motivated and inspired people have been in the last few years to actually take some really big steps. We've undergone a big downtown revitalization and passed some bonds, and we're really moving forward on economic development and some things that, you know, I'm really proud of, but it takes that vision, and it takes people being able to work really hard and articulate that well to get the community behind these kinds of projects.
What were the biggest things you learned during your first campaign?
Ooh, goodness gracious. so many things. But one is just to not, we're really good sometimes, I think, about limiting ourselves and thinking that we're not good enough to do something. And I think that I had a transformative moment where I realized that politicians weren't magical beings that suddenly had all these and they weren't, I don't know, they weren't born, popped out of a box, just knowing how to run things. They're just people. They're you and they're me. And it's incumbent upon good people to step up and do it and not be afraid that your voice isn't valuable. I mean, you really do have something valuable to contribute. And I hope that people can understand that if we're waiting around for somebody else to come solve our community problems and our national problems, we're going to be waiting a long time, because the answer is within each of us.
And, well, I always tell this story that the very first time I met Bill Clinton at a book signing, I asked him his advice for somebody considering public office, and he said, meet as many different kinds of people as you can, because then you can relate to people on different levels, and everyone sees politicians as two-dimensional, and the more relatable and three-dimensional you can make yourself, the better you will be as a leader, and the better people will understand you. And I, you know, I've totally internalized that message, exactly what you said. It's like, they're just real people.
And that's what the neatest thing about local office too is once you can communicate that well, and certainly after you've done a project where you really have gone out to meet people in their own neighborhoods and in their homes, they know you and they feel very differently. Mm-hmm. Though their relationship with being able to talk to you later will be different. And we're the leaders that people are going to see at the post office, mm-hmm. and at the grocery store And so people, when people want to talk, they're going to be able to find you. And it's a phenomenal thing to continually have that listening and that feedback loop with everybody. You get much more instantaneous feedback about how you're doing.
If you're looking for a very quick salon quality, but not salon priced manicure, Olive & June has you covered. We've talked about Olive & June's Mani system before. It has everything that you need for a professional manicure in one box. Salon grade tools, your choice of six polishes. Those polishes are going to last you for 7 days or more. The cost breaks down to about $2 a manicure. Olive & June also has press-ons if you want. What I love, though, is that Olive & June each season is coming out with new colors, and I just got a set of spring and summer colors in quick dry polish. They say this dries in about a minute. It seemed dry to me in about 30 seconds. It was not kidding about being quick dry. I also love the light colors in this set. There is a huge range. My favorite one is called Kitten. It's like a pinkish gray. The quick dry polish gives you full coverage in one or two coats. It lasts for more than 5 days, and it is offered in more than 40 cruelty-free and vegan polishes. Olive & June just understands what's happening in our lives, that we need to move quickly, but we want to look great and feel great and have fun in the process. Visit oliveandjune.com/pantsu for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first Mani system.
Just finished A Court of Thorns and Roses and craving another fantasy world to devour? Dipsy's got you. Dive into spicy enemies to lovers' tales or embark on an epic romance between immortal fae and sworn foes. They've got fantasy romance stories perfect for your morning walk, late night, or long bath. Dipsy is an app full of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. And there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods and goddesses, Regency era historical fiction, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/pantsuit. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/pantsuit. dipsystories.com/pantsuit. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
What do you think surprises people most when they go through local elections one-on-one, like that they didn't really understand about running for local office?
Well, I think that the reason we made this is we ran into so many brilliant candidates who had so many wonderful ideas, and because they just didn't have a structured, organized campaign, we're never able to really articulate that message very well to the community, and so their campaigns just didn't go very well. And I think what surprises people about this is you really can take something that seems really overwhelming and you can divide it into workable chunks where you can just sit down and you can just make these things happen, and they're not that hard. You know, you don't have to have the most brilliant, presidential style campaign to win. This is really about just making sure that you don't leave something out and that you stay on top of things and you stay competent. So I guess it's just one of those things where if you can get yourself organized and get yourself together, you get a chance to shine and help your community shine.
And move the conversation forward, like I said, no matter what the outcome of the election is.
Yeah, And that takes a lot of, you know, you have to accept that you might lose. Mm-hmm. And half the people are going to.
Right.
And that's okay. Like, you've really done your community a tremendous service to put more voices into the conversation. And especially younger people need to be in that conversation. We tend to not step up quite yet, but we can't have boards that are entirely composed of people that are exactly the same.
Right. Well, and you know, that's something that I struggled with when I was first running with fundraising. I'm like, what if I ask people for all this money and I lose? And my friend was like, no, you're asking them for money to invest in your, in a message and to place monetary value on a discussion that they think is positive, no matter the outcome of the election. Like, don't think about it as, it's not, you know, they're not playing like at a gambling table where they're like, I'm gonna put all my money on this and I hope it multiplies. Like, that's not what people are doing. But what do you tell people about fundraising? Because I know that's a thing that really holds a lot of people back.
It does. I would, you know, some campaigns are just small enough. If you live in a tiny community, you might self-fund your campaign or do it with your family. But fundraising also helps get other people in the community invested in your campaign. Like, if somebody is willing to give you even $5 towards your campaign, they're invested now in you winning. They're somebody who would be willing to stand out with a sign for you or tell their friends and family about your candidacy and why they're proud to support you, you know, at dinner on Sunday night when they get together with their family. Like, you're creating people who are literally invested in your campaign, but what you really need at the end of the day are people to actually come out and vote for you. And I think it really does help communicate that message and build excitement. Like, it does serve more than one purpose, but you just have to do it. Like, it's a tough, it's the worst part, I think, for most people, but it's a valuable part.
Well, and I really did it very differently than the, you know, Emerge advice was, you know, you have to do call time, which is you sit down and you cold call people and ask them for money. And it was presented to me as this essential thing to do. And here's me confessing. And I hope my friend Elizabeth isn't listening because she's going to yell at me. But I never did it. I never did it through my primary or my general. And I won anyway. So, but
okay.
I have a very large base. I have a very large base of friends, first of all, in politics, who understand the importance of donate. Like, I had so many friends that from DC and who have worked with in politics before who donated that aren't invested in Paducah, but know how hard it is to raise money and were very supportive of me as a candidate. So, you know, I was lucky and I had something that, you know, that platform I acknowledge is not something a lot of people have. But I think it's also, but that's, you know, an important message is as you're doing this to sort of adapt to your strengths. You know, if you're a graphic designer, then you don't have to pay somebody to do that. Or if you understand, if you have a job that encompasses the same skills that field work has, then you're, you know, play to that strength.
Right. And there isn't a one size fits all campaign. And you have to like, let's say you're really not physically able to go door knocking. Well, that's okay. Then pick up the phone and call every one of those same people. You can accomplish the same thing in so many different ways. Play to your strengths.
Right.
And, you know, I think that people understand that authenticity comes through when you do things the way that that matches well with who you are. And that's what people want to see. That's what this is really about. It's about building that rapport and trust with people.
Well, and here's my other question. What advice do you give to people trying to decide what to run for?
I think that you have to think about what you're passionate about. A good example that I like to use for people is, you know, if you're really passionate about educational issues, in my jurisdiction, our city does not have anything to do with the school district. So I would not recommend in that case for you to run for the city council because you're passionate about the schools. You should either run for the school board or you should run for the county commissioners that fund the schools. So you really have to think about, you're going to be dealing day in and day out with very precise, very detailed, sometimes very boring things. So if you don't have an underlying enjoyment for what you're talking about, you're not going to be happy with the office you picked. I happen to love municipal services. That might make me a big, you know, municipal service geek, but you know, I really like thinking about, you know, how we structure our police department, our fire department, how we have good roads and how we, you know, serve even garbage routes or things like that. Like those kinds of things I'm actually interested in. So it was a good fit for me. So I think you have to really analyze, what do you want to be thinking about all the time?
That's a perfect way to put it. What do you want to be thinking about all the time?
Because you really will be thinking about it all the time.
That's such a good way to put it.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. There's not much worse than a dry and itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
What was the biggest surprise for you personally when you ran?
I think it was, you know, and I'm not saying this in a way to like scare people off, but you know, it's a lifestyle choice. Mm. You know, I have a historic home, and I had been doing a bunch of, you know, fixing up projects around the house, and they stopped. They stopped the day I filed. You know, I have half painted walls in my house because you reprioritize what's important to you. And now all of a sudden what's important to me is going to, you know, a neighborhood community event on my weekends. It's not painting my house.
Right.
And it's opened my world up. I've met so many people. I wouldn't change anything about that, but things just changed. That was the biggest surprise to me, is a sort of like, oh, okay, well.
Well, and I think that the reason that, I believe that human connection is the key to happiness, and sort of there's no way to avoid human connection when you're doing right. that. And so, yes, you might, you know, read fewer books or finish fewer projects, and books are also a key to happiness. But, you know, it just, the connections that I've made and the relationships I've built over the last few months, like, there's just nothing compares.
No, and that's even the same, even just the process of running. Like, that's the thing. You won't regret, if you run a good, clean campaign that's true to your values, you will not regret making that decision.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the answer. We both want you guys to run for office. We think it's a wholly positive experience.
But I want to tell people that there are over 500,000 elected offices nationwide. So surely there's one that fits what you're interested in. Over 500,000.
Well, and there's a lot of concern we talked about at Vox Conversations about that there, you know, fewer and fewer young people are running for office. And that's a concern because we have all these offices to fill.
We do. And they need to be filled with smart, good-hearted people who are out there doing things for the right reasons. So, and if you don't step up to run, everybody out there who's considering it, someone who doesn't have those intentions may. And that's where we really can change our communities and our nation for the better.
Absolutely. Well, I think that is an excellent ending point.
Awesome. Well, this has been wonderful, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And tell everybody everything they need to know about finding local elections and all that great stuff.
Sure. We have a website, which is just localelections101.com. And you can find out information on there about the online tutorial. And we also have a blog with some, different elections topics, but please feel free to contact us. We're also on Facebook. You know, we're happy to answer questions, and we really want to encourage people to get out there and take that positive step forward in their communities.
And you know where to find Pantsuit Politics, Facebook, Twitter at Pantsuit Politics, Instagram, Pantsuit Politics. We will be back next week with a wrap up and summary and testimonials from Exit the Echo Chamber. And we're really excited to share that and talk through everybody's experiences over the last week. Until then, we, as always, thank our all-star supporters of the show, Christine, Sydney, Nicolette, Paige, Audrey, Ashley, Tracy P., and Tracy C. And until next week, keep it nuanced, y'all.